welcome back to Full Coverage.
It's your favorites, Manny and Laura.
Absolutely, you guys. This is the show where we're just a bunch of fools.
Covering things that...
don't need to be covered. We're just here to have fun and a good time. And today's main segment is going to be about shit that YouTubers spend their money on.
It's just fucking ridiculous.
That's just fucking stupid.
It's stupid.
And they don't need to do.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about that. But first, we like to start our episodes with a little drama.
Of course. We like a good little segment in the beginning and at the end. We love to start it off with secrets that you guys tell us. And we like to give you guys a little 1-2 on the secrets. And we react to them.
And don't forget to hang out till the end of the episode where we go over advice we shouldn't be giving, where someone asks us something about life advice.
Uh-huh.
And we do our best to guide them through this.
Maybe we do our best.
Crazy world.
If you listen, you listen.
But the advice we shouldn't be giving.
We shouldn't be giving. Okay, now I'm gonna pull up my secret.
All right, Manny's going to read us the secret. I don't know what it is.
Okay, you ready? Yeah, she doesn't know you guys, by the way. She doesn't know these secrets.
So
ever.
I'm shook.
So she's always like reacting like, holy shit. Just like, I don't know the advice.
Is it about cheating?
Maybe. Okay, so the secret is I hooked up with the bride at her bachelorette party, and I'm the bridesmaid. It just went to a whole new level.
Do they have feelings for one another?
All I know is that she said, I hooked up with the bride at her bachelorette party, and I'm the bridesmaid.
Do we know if the bride is ready for marriage?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Also, is it one of those situations where you... Because you know, I feel like in brides... Not bridesmaids. Like, I feel like in those situations where it's like a bride or a bridal party in some way, like, I always hear that they're like, oh, well, it's like, get your, like, last one in before you get married. And it's, like, really weird to me.
That's weird. That's an absolute fuck no for me.
That's a fuck no
that's
for me as well.
Fuck no, bitch.
I don't even get what that...
That's like, a you're not getting married tomorrow if you fuck
that's
around.
That's very cheating to me.
Yes. But here's the thing. It's all about the couple. So, for instance, on our first episode, we had a couple that had a girlfriend on the side for both of them. Mm-hmm. So, like, and you say hooked up. Does that mean you guys just laid in bed and, like, made out? Or, like, like, you know what I mean? And what if your husband...
Or was there a little finger action?
Oh, God.
Was there a finger bang? I don't know.
So, it's, like, real. Like, would the husband, the partner, care?
I don't...
That's the big question. If the partner's like, I don't give a fuck, let's get married, then great.
Then cool, then it's all good and fine dandy. Then it's not, I guess, cheating because he knows about it.
Exactly. It's like all, it's very specific to each relationship.
Totally. But the idea of it is very, very crazy. Like the fact that you hook up with a bride.
That's fucking crazy.
During her bachelor party, but you're the bridesmaid.
I just.
Like you're the bestie and you hook up. What? Why'd you just hook up before?
Yeah, why you gotta wait?
Why are you waiting to the bachelorette
party?
Y'all
love drama. I'm gonna say this. Y'all love some drama.
Oh
my God.
Because
why you gonna wait till the night before or the bachelorette party?
Yes.
That's very close to the wedding typically to do this. Loving the drama.
They love the drama.
They love the drama. Am I the drama?
I don't think I'm the drama.
That's what they said when they woke up in the morning. They said, am I the drama?
I don't think I'm the drama. Maybe I am.
Maybe I am the drama.
Maybe I am. Okay, that was a good secret. I'm going to do one more secret.
I want another. These are fun. I could do these the entire show, by the way.
I know. You could. Okay, so this one's kind of rough. So someone said, this one time I had syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia at the same time.
That fucking blows. Oh, man.
Baby, your pee hole was leaking.
Do you think it was a girl or a guy?
I don't know.
Does it affect you differently or no?
I think it does.
I'm sure it does.
I think it's differently.
Right?
But the thing is, so in that situation, it's almost like a piece of advice. You got to wrap it up. You're
going to
have syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia all at the exact same time.
This is a great time to promote protected sex.
This is a great time. Sponsored by Trojan. No. This is not. But this is a great time to
promote you guys being careful with the hooky up.
If you guys have sex, you will die.
And that is period. That's all we know.
If you have sex, you will die. Very Mean Girls vibes.
Very mean girls vibes. And, you know, it can happen to anyone, so don't ever think you're special, and it's just not going to happen to you.
Exactly, you guys. Honestly.
Don't have that mentality.
Chlamydia, syphilis, and gonorrhea at the same time.
God damn.
Like, what was your body doing? Like, what? Like, I know you have to get, like, a major shot.
Peanut
have, like,
butter
syphilis.
Shot. Penicillin.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an STD before?
Never. Never had an STD.
I had one.
Manny!
What? It was a little one, but I did have one. I'm not going to say what it was, but I'd have a little one.
I used to I didn't freeze them. I worked for a dermatologist, and the dermatologist doctor would freeze genital warts, and I was the assistant in the room to assist doing that.
Assist the cyst.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so, okay, I've had warts on my hand before. When I was little,
they look
I had
different. You should Google them. They look different.
No. I don't want to Google it.
They do.
I've had.
They look like skin tags. They look skin tags. It's not pleasant. Imagine how they freeze a wart off.
That sucks.
It's the same liquid nitrogen that we're using on your genitals. So Lord have mercy.
That like pain that when I had a wart that was on the side of my thumb and it went into like a one third of my thumb like inside the nail.
I've had warts.
So when they
isn't it weird kids like
freeze that.
Oh, I know. That felt good.
I was actually crying. And I actually don't even cry for pain like that. Like, I'm not that type of person.
So do
I was
you know
crying.
Why they freeze them? It's to create an immune response. Basically, it's a secret virus on your body.
That your body doesn't recognize.
Your body just thinks it's normal.
It was whatever.
And then you cause like a sore, a blister, a boo-boo, anything there. And it kind of makes your immune system go, oh, wait a minute. We got a boo-boo here. And then they go, wait a minute. This is a virus.
Can't we do more than that though?
It's some scientific thing.
Like why? So freezing off a wart. Let's say like why couldn't we just like get a little nail cutter and cut it slightly?
You can. And here is a crazy thing. So I had a wart on my big
head.
Toe.
Okay.
My whole head's a wart. No. Ew. I had one on my big toe. I was a young kid, and it was the swim day at camp, and the bathroom door hooked my big toenail, ripped the sucker right off, but it damaged the wart and the wart was gross, so it also hit the wart and like caused an injury to the wart, so the wart went away. Isn't that crazy?
Like, okay, you guys understand, like, unless you guys have been touched by liquid nitrogen, it is it's literally liquid fire.
Baby, I used to fill the tank every morning. It'd be bouncing out, popping on my hands, but I would
used
to it.
Yeah,
I'd
you get
used
to it. That shit is liquid fire, though.
Yeah.
Like, on your skin, it feels like actual fire.
Oh, it feels like we put lava on you.
When you're doing it at a constant, I was little.
Wait,
so I was screaming.
How did we get on this subject? STDs.
Don't have sex or you will die.
Period.
No, but honestly, yeah, it's just, you got to be careful, you guys. You got to be careful out there. Even though, like, there's things out there like PrEP and birth control, you
still
got to
talk about what's PrEP.
PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's a drug.
Don't nobody know what that is?
That's what it stands for. So basically, it's a drug that helps prevent you from catching HIV. Mm-hmm. So what I try to do in, like, the people that don't know what it is, I try to say, let's like, oh, think of birth control for women, like where they take every single day and it prevents you from getting pregnant, really high chance. Same exact thing for PrEP, you take it every single day and it like it's like a 98% of a chance effectiveness of preventing HIV.
That's amazing.
So it's an amazing, amazing drug, which I recommend for everyone, not just gay people, for straight people too.
You are the only person I have ever heard talk about PrEP, which is interesting to me. So it makes me believe perhaps maybe people don't know about it.
I think a lot of people don't know about it because the thing that's actually crazy is that HIV is now more transmitted through heterosexual couples than it is in the gay world now.
Then why can't you get blood?
That's a good fucking question! Dude, honestly, that's a great question.
Ty went to get blood.
It's true.
Because he's literally a saint. He's literally a saint. I need to get blood. I haven't given back to the people. I'm like, what are you doing?
I haven't given back to the community.
Fucking crazy ass. Anyways, and basically he said men should give blood because it helps you live longer. We're supposed to bleed out, and women bleed out naturally every month. Men do not, so it's healthier for you to get blood. So,
I can't right now. I'm hoping that like...
But he
I've
said when he did
it.
When it, well, when he did it, like he said, the questionnaire is insane. He said they asked you every gay sex question in every possible way you could ask it. Do you have sex with your partner who has had sex with gay? Like it's like so crazy and intense. Yeah.
No, it's crazy. Like that's like such an old way of thinking now, and it's like kind of ridiculous. I'm like, okay, like homosexuals should be able to give fucking blood.
Yeah.
Come on, that's ridiculous. Or like men who have sex with men.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I bring that up because me and Ty were literally talking about this the other day.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. But it's true. It's like how, like, the fact that, like, even, like, as, you know, as a gay man, I take PrEP, like, chances, and I use condoms, like, chances of me catching HIV are very low in comparison to, like, people that don't do it. And I'm like, here I am, like, not being able to get blood. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Homophobia!
In the blood bank.
In the blood bank.
All right, so let's jump into our topic for
But before that, should we take a little break, Laura Lee?
I don't want to take a break. I'm just kidding. We'll take a break.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
And we're back!
And the brows are filled.
They are.
They are not, actually. I just have brow gel.
All right.
We're back.
So what are we talking about today, Manuel?
Baby, our main topic today is going to be about things that influencers spend their money on that are just ridiculous.
Absolutely absurdity.
Or just in general, things that people spend their money on. Just celebrities, just in general,
anybody
like
who
spending
has money.
Money. Spending money on shit that you most likely don't even need. This is actually a huge trend going on YouTube right now.
It's not even people who have money. I think everybody, whether you're broke, or you got a lot of money, you've made dumb purchases before. Now, the scale of those purchases may vary.
Absolutely, but everyone but does have stupid purchases.
We want to talk about influencers because
let me pull up my thing.
It's like an interesting world for us because we make decent, great money.
Right.
And a lot of times, influencers come into money that they didn't have before.
Quickly,
so they're not used to having the money. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, they are young. We are young.
Totally.
So it kind of creates, I don't want to say a recipe for disaster because that's like giving a bad name and so many influencers have done such great things for their money. I don't think it deserves that. Mm-hmm. But it can be a recipe for disaster for some people.
I think that when you come into money quickly, mm-hmm. I think that there's this like almost feel like you have pressure that you have to buy Gucci and high end and you have to buy these things to feel like you fit in and that you belong in a situation where it's
especially
like everyone's flexing.
In LA, honey.
Everyone like has these things and it's like, well, if I'm going to be part of this world, don't I need them too?
I think
you get into this mindset.
In the influencer space, I think money equals or things that are expensive equal success.
That's what they think.
That's what they think. But I think a lot of celebrities have figured out it's like, no, my Oscar equals success.
Exactly.
I don't need to buy 8 G-Wagons. Like,
right.
They're like, we're good. But a lot of celebrities are like, have hundreds of millions of dollars. They're like,
and
whatever.
They're like, baby, we have fuck you money. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. But like for the influencer field, I think it gets really specific where the things you have, the homes you own, the cars you drive, the bags you carry, the jewelry you wear represent your success in this industry. And it kind of fucking sucks, but I don't know.
It's so easy to fall into it quickly because I feel like even, let's say, years ago for me, I mean, I haven't been like that in like years and years and years, but I feel like the people I was hanging around with, the environment that I was in made me want to spend money that I didn't need to spend.
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay, if I'm going to this party, then I should probably like wear a Gucci belt. Or if I'm going to this party, I
not
should probably...
Not the Gucci belt.
The Gucci belt.
Not the...
Baby, the Gucci belt.
Baby, Gucci belts are as relevant. I mean, like, they were as... Like, if you... It was, like, crazy.
They were the thing.
They were the moment.
Okay, you have to give me one thing that you bought that you're like, I should not have bought
I have,
this.
Like, 18 things.
I know you
Where
do.
Where do we start?
You literally uploaded a video about it, and I watched the entire thing.
Did you
Because
really?
I was looking if you're going to put the couch in.
And I did.
And you did.
Should I tell... No, I feel like I could do something better.
Do something better.
Can't do my handbag. Manny, what have I bought? I'm like,
I mean, what haven't you bought? Should I start? I'll go first.
You go first.
Okay.
I'll be pondering.
So I would say for me, I think that one of my most ridiculous purchases I should have never done are these earrings.
These no, you wear those every day.
I know, which I, and
every
the reason why
day.
Is because they were so expensive.
How much were they? It's not fun unless you tell us.
They were like $15,000.
$15,000. This is Kim K status on his ear.
Laura, so I bought them like, I would say 4 years ago,
and
3 years ago.
And you've had them in your ear
ever
day
since.
Ever
since. And the reason, so I bought them from Cartier. And I bought them when I was in London. So I was in London.
It was a moment.
It was like one of those moments where I was like, okay, well, I'm already here. Like, I'm living the fantasy.
Yeah.
And so I bought them because I wanted diamond earrings. Like, I had wanted, but I didn't want a small diamond earring. I wanted like a bigger diamond earring.
You wanted a moment.
I wanted a little
bling. You wanted
bling.
Success on your ear. You wanted LA success on your ear.
We did. But the thing is, I came to realize
it's
is that.
It's Cupid Zirconia.
No. You asshole. No, it's, so. You could buy diamond earrings literally anywhere, like at a jeweler.
Oh, I see where this is going.
For like $3,000.
You can, and it's going to look just like
and it'll
that.
Look just like this, and it'll sparkle just like this does. But I bought these at Cartier, and I paid for the name, not the actual product.
And they look like a regular pair
and
of
they
diamond
look
earrings.
Regular diamond pair
I
of earrings.
See where
and
you're
I spent
going.
$15,000.
I
on
hate
them.
That for you, actually. It makes sense. I get it.
Like, but that's why, like, it's like that was one of my most ridiculous purchases.
How much was your other earring?
Not a lot. This was like $2,000.
That one's really cute.
And it was a pair of two. And these are diamonds as well.
Yeah. More, so, that's more like it.
And it's like, okay, earrings. For like diamond earrings, I was like, okay, you know what? That's like $2,000. Like I can, I mean, it's still a struggle to buy.
Right. I mean, it's not
it's
like
a hard,
pocket
it's a big
change
pill to swallow,
over here. Right.
But
it's
like
decision.
Much more reasonable than, I would never in my entire life. This is also like pre 2018, pre-cancellation me.
Okay.
So this is like, my mindset was just different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for like things like this. Like, it was more
like,
monetary.
I feel like we were all, me and you were a little more monetary. And
more of the world, if you will.
We were more of the world.
Yeah.
And we didn't really think about the future that far.
No. And it was like, I was just like, it was one of those things where it's like, well, I made this much money, so I might as well like spend some, right?
Which is so dumb.
Which is like so ridiculous. And it's like, I don't need to wear Cartier earrings to feel like I fit in. Like, I don't need that.
It's true.
No one does.
Okay, I think I'm going to say the couch for mine. Which I will say this. I'm going to just say, in general, any designer, like actual designer clothing, which I haven't bought much at all, it's just a full-on regret. Don't do it. That's so stupid.
The clothing.
Unless you have, like, $100 million and it's, like, pocket change to you.
Right.
Then sure.
For the clothes.
For the clothes.
Because, I'm not saying the bags, the clothes.
Baby, ain't nobody says shoes or bags.
No one says shoes or bags, but the clothes.
I have bought, like, an $800 pair of Gucci shoes that I've worn the soles through.
Oh, baby. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. The black ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I stood for 12 hours in those heels at Fashion Week. Do you remember Alexander Wang show? Pain. Those shoes have been through the thick of it.
And they've lasted because they're well made.
And that's exactly why they lasted that long. And they're still going to keep lasting. So it's like those moments I'm like proud of myself. I earned those shoes.
Yep.
I appreciate them. I wore them. But now let's talk about the Whammo in my house.
Let's talk about the Whammo in her house, please.
You guys, so influencers sell me on stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. I am victim.
You're a victim of influence. They've influenced
this
you.
This shirt right now is an influencer's brand. I love it. I know.
I am also influenced by influencers. Laura, I literally bought a Chanel bronzer the other day because Laura said I should.
My job is working.
It's working.
My plan is working. Yes. I'm just kidding. But I'm influenced all the time, just as much as I may influence people. Guess what? I'm doing the same thing. So, and I love it. I love supporting influencers, and I hope they get some affiliated money from it. I hope they get a check from it, because that's my point in doing it.
Totally.
So, anyway, so I was influenced to buy this couch. I wanted the cloud couch.
I've been on the cloud couch. Can we just talk about that for a second? In a slow tone.
In a slow.
I sound like the guy.
I can't even do a deep voice.
I sound like the guy that's in the Big Valley.
Slow.
No.
That was a demon.
That's not it.
Uh-huh. Cloud couch is gorgeous.
Cloud couch is a like really expensive couch. Oof. From restoration. And it comes in parts. So the amount, yes, of parts I would need would run me about 14 to 15 grand.
Yes. I would say 15 for sure.
I would say 16, 17. It's going to cost me $20,000 to get the couch.
100%.
Okay. So then I see this influencer has a very similar couch to the cloud couch, mm-hmm, and then she's like showing her home and showing it off. It looks really beautiful, uh-huh, in the home, and she's like, this is a dupe for the cloud couch, and my ears perked up, and I was,
you
like,
said, huh?
Huh?
That was some fucking Shrek shit.
Ooh, it was like calling me, so I'm like, yeah, oh my god, all my prayers are answered.
Yes.
What an idiot. So I was really excited about it. I contacted the company. They make custom couches. It's a small company in Texas. So I was like, great, supporting a small company. Love it.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the couch. By the way, the couch cost me $7,000. So when I say a dupe.
It was half.
It was half. But Jesus Christ, you pay $7,000 for a couch? It better give me a back rub.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, the cloud couch in general, $15,000.
That's insane.
That is like actually crazy. I have been on one and they are actually stunning. Like, stupidly, but $15,000 is a ridiculous amount of money.
Okay, so what do you think about my couch?
It's horrible.
It's the worst couch you ever fucking sat on.
It's probably the worst couch I've ever sat on, for sure. Like, at Laura's house, like, I won't even, like, really sit on it. I'll sit on, like, the floor.
It's
Or I'll lay out awful. On it. I will never just, like, sit on it.
It feels like cardboard.
It's just hard. It's just like a hard couch.
And it has no back support. So the backside ends, it cuts short really quickly. So you're not getting any neck or back support. So you're going to have neck surgery after sitting on it for 30 minutes.
You're going to need to get a crack.
Like, I should hire a chiropractor to be in my home to crack people's back after. It's awful. It is awful. It is the biggest, $7,000 in the hole.
Dude, what's wrong with us?
A lot of things.
Mine was like 4 years ago, though.
Mine was like last year.
I know. That's what I was getting at.
What have we learned? Nothing. I've learned nothing.
No, honestly, I don't buy expensive things like that anymore. I pay for comfort. I never pay for, like,
do you feel like I buy expensive things still?
Only for your house. But, like, it's because, like, it's the things that are going to last you forever.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, if you're going to buy an expensive thing, it's going to be a designer bag, designer shoes, or something that's going to, like, last a long time in your house.
Yeah, that's it.
And those are the only things you'll spend money on.
I don't even buy jewelry.
No.
I'm like showing all my rings the other night, and I'm like, I hope no one tries to break into my house because they're literally going to get a tray of $20 rings.
Literally. Like, it's not.
They're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, you don't do that. I feel like the only thing I've ever really spent money on has been jewelry.
Yeah. You like nice pieces so you can repetitively wear them.
Yes.
Whereas I like to wear a different piece every single day.
Right.
So it's all going to be the diamonds or, yes, girl, just make it all costume jewelry.
Yeah, like, honestly, these, like, what I wear right now, my ears, I never take these off.
Ever.
Ever.
I love it.
It's what I constantly wear.
Okay, so James recently posted a video with dumb things he's bought.
Yes. I watched it all.
James is notorious, not for, I guess, buying stupid things, but he's notorious for, like, being bougie.
Totally. Or,
like,
just,
that's
like, being,
no secret.
You know, being part
Jaclyn
of, like,
Hill's another.
Totally. Just, like, being
notorious
part of that.
Notorious for being a bougie girl.
Bougie. Just, like, wanting to
I'm
spend
not
money.
Her.
No,
it's
not
her
shady.
Fucking money.
Right. And she, if you claim to be bougie, you can't be, like, mad that someone says, are you, you're a bit bougie.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it
bougie
is.
Bougie.
But yeah, James did one recently, and I remember, like, seeing that he had spent a total of, like, $75,000 on custom fits. And this is the part that haunts me, because I know exactly. Because
it won for the Met Gala.
Because No, Met Gala, no, that wasn't even hit. That wasn't even
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't for the Met Gala.
Right.
The Met Gala.
It was, like, for Coachella.
So you might with. See, that's.
It was for Coachella.
I'm like, if it's for Met Gala, but it's not, because you don't buy your outfit for them. A designer chooses you and they dress you.
Totally.
And you may get a little say here and there, but if you're an influencer, you're not going to get any
say.
Uh-huh. If you're J-Lo or Kim, you're going to get a say.
Yes.
So that's kind of how it goes there. But now.
It was for mostly Coachella and some carpets.
James?
It was for Coachella and some carpets. But the thing is, that I realized is that, like, so it was like $75,000 total for like all the custom fits.
That's
but
a lot
I
of fits.
Know it was, yeah, it's a ton.
It was a lot of fits.
Totally, a ton of them. But like, I also realized that, like, the stylist he was working with at the time was like super expensive.
Oh.
Some stylists like really overcharged though. Yeah. Like, heavily.
Yeah.
And the one he was using at the time, it's like does other people and like styles other people too, but he like charges like an arm and a leg, like literally like $20,000 a month to be like on retainer.
I'm gonna say something
what
and this
the flying
may
fuck?
Not that's insane, first of all.
Absolutely not.
But I'm gonna say something and people may disagree, but the way James was dressing on the carpets was his brand, and he was investing
right.
in his brand in a sense
uh-huh.
for that. So
totally.
Because he wasn't doing it to wear outfits around his house. He was doing it when the press was going to be on him, and he was building his brand.
Totally, totally.
So, I mean,
well, the thing is, like, even in the video, the first video, like, in the video, one of the custom looks that he had gotten or that he had wore, he said it was the first photo he had ever got a million likes on Instagram.
There you go.
So, like, he saw it as, like, oh, well, if I do custom fits, I'll get more likes, and it's good for engagement, that's good for your career. Like, that's just, like, it comes a snowball effect, obviously.
Right.
So
like
you're
going
to spend money
on
that because you're investing in yourself.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm
some
not...
of the fits weren't the best. Jeez, I love you. But some weren't the best.
Got it.
But he even knows that. Like, he's aware. I think that because it was in that video for a reason. Like, it's, like, regret buying custom fits.
You know what I
want to
know?
So you didn't have to spend
Maybe
money
I'll on. Ask her. I want to know what's Jacqueline's most expensive bag.
Oh!
Girl!
It has to be a Birkin.
It's a Birkin.
It's a Birkin. And
it's
I want to know what kind. Is it going to be is it crocodile?
Know the one.
Is it python? Like, what is it?
Is it rhinestone out? I don't think they put diamonds on, all right?
I don't think so either.
I think it would be, like, crystals.
Fuck, I don't know.
Swarovski,
I actually have no idea.
Swarovski's.
Yeah, Swarovski's.
I can't even pronounce it. That's how ridiculous I can even be in this conversation.
Swarovski's, yeah. No, I think that, I don't know. I feel like
it's
it would
a
be
Birkin.
A bag. It would have to be a Birkin.
Jacqueline,
or a piece of jewelry. A crazy
piece
of jewelry.
For her, it's definitely a piece of jewelry, but like, what's her most expensive shoe, bag, and piece of jewelry?
Jacqueline, we want to know.
Wait,
she'll
we'll
never
have
hear
her,
this
we'll
ever.
Have her, we'll have her tell
as
us.
As a guest.
Yeah.
We'll have her. It's like, Jacqueline, you want to come on?
You're going to get nailed with that question.
You're going to get nailed. You're going to
okay.
absolutely get nailed. But no, I think that, I mean, Birkins in itself. Let's talk about Birkins.
Let's talk about Birkins.
Baby.
Because Birkins, I feel like, was a thing that like celebrities like had, and then
yeah.
influencers got money, and they
like,
were
we
like.
We want to have them too. Celebrities
we want
have
Birkins.
Them. I mean, look, you have Kylie, who has like an entire closet full. Drake has like a ton of them for his like future wife.
Okay. To
and, like,
each
so
their own.
You guys, Birkins, like, you can't just buy a Birkin. That's the
oh,
true
wait,
tea.
I didn't know this.
No.
Wait, so if I go in Hermes and I'm like, I want
no,
a Birkin.
They will not sell it to you.
Why?
There's only a certain amount that they make a year. One. And two, you have to be a like avid Hermes customer.
That's
to even be
sick.
Asked if
that
you want to buy a Birkin.
Sick. Hermes, are you listening to me?
Uh-huh.
I'm building my future as a fashion blogger. Just wait. I'm
and
like, Hermes,
and the reason
you're
I even,
sick.
And honestly, it's so funny because the reason I even know is because I watched James' video and he spent $22,500 on a Birkin.
And how did James get to get it? Did he just
I'm
purchase
sure, I don't,
a lot?
I don't know,
avid
maybe,
shopper?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
like,
he was an avid
is he
Hermes shopper.
From Hermes?
I don't know.
I've never
don't
seen
know.
Him wear no Hermes.
Me neither. Or maybe, you know, because you can get it from like those resale sites, maybe? You know, there's a ton
no,
of.
No, you can get a Birkin from like get, the Real Real or like
yes.
something like that, huh?
Like a resale site.
Oh.
I don't want a Birkin, though.
How much
I don't does, even think
okay,
they're cute.
Ooh,
dead ass.
How much does a Birkin cost? An average Birkin. Because
like 10,000, I think.
That's not crazy. Chanel costs more than that.
Well, I mean,
no, they cost
James's
more.
Was 22.
Yeah, I think they're
from
all
a
like
resale, maybe.
Birkin costs.
How much are they? I feel like they're 10.
How do you even spell Birkin?
B-I-R-K-I-N?
Okay, well, the first one that pulls up is $165,000. The
like,
second one that's super basic is 22.
Oh, so maybe they're all like 22.
This plain black one's 60. The ostrich ones are 40,000. I mean, they literally
wait, they're
have,
that expensive for Birkins?
Yeah. This one, look, crocodile.
You're fucking kidding me.
$480,000. And
you're,
then look,
tell me you're joking.
Price drop on a basic ass Birkin is $32,000. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not buying this because I'm going to get my ass knocked out and snatched.
Oh, that's what I think. I'm like, dude, wait.
That's insane.
That is insane.
I feel like that's like scary to carry something like this unless you had a bodyguard.
Agreed. But I'm sure a lot of people that actually have Birkins have a bodyguard.
Does James Charles have a bodyguard?
Maybe he did for some point.
James,
I don't know.
Stop carrying the Birkin. You're going to get
Maybe he did. I don't know. At some point, maybe he did.
I just think of things like that. You know what I mean?
That's like my little, even like when I was talking about my earrings, I'm like, no one rip my ear off, please.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's like what I was thinking about. I'm like, oh my God, don't.
Well, they're only going to get one of the earrings, so it's kind of a loss there.
Yeah, it's a loss. It's a bit of a loss, but.
That's crazy. Now, again, to each their own is your money. And I totally. Think when you make your money,
you can spend it whatever
you
want.
Uh-huh. It's yours. But I just think that this world is so interesting.
Well, it's hard because, again, like what we were like talking about, is like I feel like you fall into like this like trap.
You do.
This like what is it? Kind of a trap is it? It's like a just like blinded by the lights kind of trap. And like people, not only do people like fall into it with money, I think they fall into it with their personalities too.
Oh yeah.
Like they get like a lot of people like no longer like humble mm-hmm. and like they're just like above thou, and it happens to I think literally everyone.
So you know what's super impressive to me? Whenever an influencer or celebrity that's, you know, super large online, successful, whatever you want to call it, and they, you know good and well, they have a shit ton of money.
Uh-huh.
And they like dress super fucking normal.
Oh, and they're like wearing like hoodies
and
just chill ass shit.
Fuck. I'm like, well, I'm really impressed with you.
I literally love that. I love when people like that too, because it's just like like they don't give a shit about like.
And if you think those people aren't successful, you're a fool.
Totally. But they like they don't want to like they don't feel like they have to put on a facade to feel like they're successful.
Right.
And like that's how
they're
kind of
winning.
Totally. I feel like in the past I fell into that a little bit more, though.
I think in the past I definitely, for sure, fell into it. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I don't care. I will say during that time we're talking about my outfits on the red carpet, everything's from Forever 21. Mm-hmm. And that was my time in falling into it. So I feel like I caught myself a little early. But
right.
I don't know. It's like I'm a lot smarter with money. I, like, you know, but some people are like, see it as like they're going to be making this much money forever. So who cares?
Totally. But that's not always the case. The thing is, that's not always
the
case.
That's the thing. That's the big thing.
Okay, cool.
So let's talk about some YouTuber. Let's talk about YouTuber homes.
Well, the thing is, like, just like we're like following into that conversation, the fact that it doesn't last forever.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about, you know, people spending their money ridiculously.
Mm-hmm.
And things happen, like a YouTube home being foreclosed. Hashtag Austin.
I was gonna say, wow, I haven't heard of that.
Hashtag the McBrooms.
Yeah, so I saw here with the T Post.
Yes.
She posted like, listen, I want to be very candid and say that I'm a fucking idiot. And like when I was reading the legal document, which I think was a legal document, I was like, wow, this is real.
That is so Laura. Being
not?
Very Kourtney Kardashian of her. Like, wow.
That's
like
literally my
reaction. Seriously so real right
that's
now.
My reaction to 90% of the things happening. Oh, I found it. So it says distressed information. It looks like a super serious. And it says the payment that is due is $8,700,000. Baby, if you hit me with that tab.
So you're telling me that for a family of four.
How much was their house? Because they said
15.
It was
must be
15 million.
Yeah, it must be 15 million.
Okay. How do you owe eight million on 15 million? Like, how did that happen?
How does that even did you put half down?
No, you would only have to put 20%
like
20%. Down.
If you
have
good
enough
credit,
or you're like, I don't have any credit,
cash.
But I want a $15 million house.
Right. There's that too. So I actually don't know.
It can get tricky.
But like, how does it, like, see? I think again, that's coming into the whole like. Maybe you fall into that trap of feeling like you need a $15 million home and you don't.
And you don't.
Like, that's so living, like what's, like, the saying? It's, like, living out of your means. Like, you don't have, like, that's, like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you.
To be happy. Like, you don't need to have a fucking $15 million home to be happy.
Like, you're good.
You're set.
You're good.
But, like, also, like, you don't need that much space either. Like, if a house is square footage of, like, 20,000 for a family of four.
Square footage always really throws me off because you could be like, what's your square footage? I'll be like, 100,000. And you'd be like, I don't think
it
is.
No. I bet you're sick.
What is like 20,000? That would be like the size of their house.
The size of their actual house.
Okay. That's
so
a lot.
So think of like 20,000 feet.
An absurd amount.
Is what covers like the house. Let's say like this is a 5x5. You multiply that or like a 5x5 like room. It's 25 feet total.
Yeah.
So then imagine.
1,000.
By that. Like, that's crazy.
I just immediately think about all the furniture you're going to have to buy to fill that place.
That's my literal first thought.
And the staff, I, and you're going to have to run to keep that place up.
No, totally. Full and staff. I can't even imagine. Like, I literally, like, you guys, I bought my house, like, with the furniture in it. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Even worry about buying furniture. I was too stressed.
It's extremely stressful.
It's too much.
I understand that. I just want to know, like, how do you, like, I guess I just want to know more and be nosy, because I'm like, how do you logically buy a house that costs that much and then get that much in debt with it? Like, what went on there?
That's what I want to know, too.
I feel like something crashed and burned behind the scenes, like, that we don't know about.
I've also heard that, like, they haven't paid, like, the fighters from that one fight. I'm not kidding. Like, this is, like, dead ass for reals. I heard that, like, some of the people, like, haven't been paid from that fight. Like, you know, it was, like, Austin versus Jake, I think? Who was it? Austin versus who?
The TikToker.
Which one?
The little boy. He's going to come beat me up for saying that. I'm going to kick Laura Lee's ass.
Wait, who the fuck was it? Austin versus who? Bryce!
Yes!
It was fucking Bryce, dude.
Okay. Austin versus Bryce. Back. I watched it. I watched some
you
of
watched it.
You watched it? I watched a glimpse of it. Someone else bought it, though. But anyways, okay. Austin versus Bryce.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple other fights.
Yes. There were, it was like TikTokers versus YouTubers. The people
I thought that was the only one, though.
No, there's more. There was multiple.
I did not know that.
Yes, there was multiple.
Was it just not as big as, like,
I mean, that was the main fight. That was the main fight. And then the other fights were, like, the leading up to that fight.
And those were YouTubers.
YouTubers versus TikTokers, yes.
And those YouTubers were not paid.
Yeah, I think so. The TikTokers. Like, I heard that one, Taylor Holder, I think is his name, is that he hasn't been paid yet or something like that.
Okay,
or
so,
maybe Bryce hasn't been paid either. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I would like to know, though. Have they been paid?
I want to know, like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. That's what I'm curious about, too. It's like, well, why haven't they been paid?
You'll probably never
why
know the truth
the, why
that.
Is the house foreclosing?
Closing. Why is the house foreclosing?
What's happening? What's the tea? What's
they
the 411?
They just moved gossip? Into that house. What's the 411?
What's the 411?
I'm going to call him in. I'm just
good, yeah. Would you like to be a guest?
No, honestly, it's just
weird. Like, it's just like, that's crazy. Again, money.
You
money
know
issues.
You want to know who I think is really smart? And I could be wrong, but from the outside looking in, this person has fooled me. They have tricked me, and I think they're kind of smart. Logan Paul.
Yes.
I do. I really do.
Yes.
Listen, when the Suicide Forest thing happened,
Lord.
I hadn't even been canceled yet. So at this point,
this is pre.
I'm like, I can just rage on and join cancellation. Like, that was like the first cancellation that was crazy, by the way. Like, he was the real pioneer
yes.
of it. And we don't condone what he did whatsoever. What he did
was
wrong. He fucking
bad.
Obviously knows that without me tweeting him.
Totally.
But I said to Manny, I said, look at the internet right now. Look at how Logan was their best friend yesterday and today is their worst enemy for fucking up and taking it way too far.
Yeah, he fucked up and took it way too fucking far. And the experience was absolutely horrible, for sure. But do you need a pile of other influencers coming on top of you to say that?
And I remember I said to you, I was like,
girl,
you know what?
You
I'm not
going
to comment on this because
same.
I feel like I'm literally punching someone in the face when they're laying on the ground bleeding out.
Totally.
What good does it do?
Like, I don't understand
and
what the point of it was.
You said too. You literally said
like,
to me, you're like,
thing.
I'm not going
to
say anything either because this is just becoming like a clout fest.
Well, the thing is, it became like a, well, are you going to say anything about Logan?
Yeah. Oh,
are you
going
to talk about it? I was like, baby. He knows he fucked up because he literally said he fucked up. What is me being as the beauty guru being like, yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
wow, you're
I
really changing his life. You
I know.
Were the one that really sold it to him.
Yeah, I was the one that was like, well, you really fucked up, Logan. He's like, oh, you're right, Manny. When you said it,
it
was true.
It changed my life.
He knew he fucked up.
Yes.
So me piling on top of him being on the ground beaten, what's the point?
What's the point?
Other than just literally being... like, just trying to pile and get clout likes. Dead
exactly.
Ass.
So neither of us said anything, you know?
No.
We weren't condoning it. We were glad the video got taken down. He was held accountable
for it.
He
was held accountable for it. There was repercussions.
Google, you know,
and
kicked him
good.
Out of the group. And, yeah, the little things. He learned from it, and ultimately he grew from it. Now, he did, before that, buy this insane house. Like, an insane house. He bought
Which
it in
one?
James's area.
Oh, okay, okay,
you know,
okay.
Logan bought that
house.
And so, you know, everybody's like, he's going to lose his house because he had the Maverick brand.
Yeah.
And this dude's like making millions.
Millions.
Of millions. I
mean,
right. Like.
Every launch, I'm
fucking
sure.
Crazy
yeah.
money
crazy
off
money.
This merch. And so, and off his views because they were insane as
right.
well. But I feel like, my God, like, look at him now. Like, you really would have thought he would have fallen off. This dude fucking is relevant in his world. Very
totally.
Relevant.
I mean, he has a very successful podcast.
He just fought Mayweather.
He fucking just fought. He was just on WWE. He was literally just on WWE. They booed him, of course, but he was still on it.
I don't think he cares.
Like, he doesn't probably give a fuck. Don't and, like, honestly, like, what I will say is, like, I feel like Logan is someone that I feel like has changed.
Yeah, I do too.
And I, you can kind of see it because I feel like he was definitely one of just, like, fuck boys, honestly.
Like, annoying fuck boy
he was. Obnoxious. And I feel like, but you know what's crazy? Like, every time I've met him, he's always been so kind to me.
He doesn't hold a candle. I've met him once at Neon Carnival.
Really?
I didn't know he was as big as he is.
Tall as fuck and muscular.
Huge dude. Nice. Super nice.
So nice. Like, genuinely, like, a really, really sweet guy.
You've actually, like, been to a dinner with him.
Yeah, I was, like, in the same, like, setting as he was.
And he was super nice.
Super nice. Mm-hmm. Super, super nice. He, like, literally, like, followed me on Twitter. He gave me his number.
Yeah.
I was like, why? Like, it was like, I didn't know him in that capacity. Sweet. But he was just nice. And, like, for someone to, like, at that level to be, like, nice to me like that.
But hear me out. Look at Logan and look at the people around him. Those guys have been around him for how long? Years and years and years.
Have they? I don't know what guys you're talking about.
The guys on his podcast.
Got it.
And, like,
okay,
all
got
his friends.
It. Yes,
it's
his
like
friends.
In his group. Like, yeah. So if they've lived with him for that long, chances are he's not too, too terrible because it always comes out one day. Like, look at David Dobrik. I'm serious. Look
it's
at
true.
It.
It's true. Like, I mean, like, there's always
people who can't
a kink.
Keep the same people around them
yes,
for more
yes.
than 5 minutes.
There's probably a fucking.
It's that simple.
There's a what's it called? Like, there's like
common
a
common denominator.
Where it smells like shit, there's probably shit.
Where it
there's
smells
a common
like
denominator.
Shit, where there's flies or no.
There's probably shit. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't
but
know.
Like, no, it's absolutely the truth. Like, I, where are we going with this?
I don't know, but anyways, I think he's done a good job making
know where
money.
I fucking trail
I think he's
to.
Done a really
I
good
think
job
so
making
too.
Money.
I think so too, and I think that he's done a good job at, like, investing his money.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The whole Pokemon card thing.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, went, like, he, like, brought Pokemon cards back.
I'm telling you, that's a money making man. He's smart.
He knows what to
I
do.
I see his moves.
He's
I like
a smart
to watch
man.
People, though. Like, I have no interest in, like, Logan Paul's content just because it's not for me, but uh-huh. I always enjoy watching people who are making big moves, and when those moves work out, I immediately have my eyes on them because I'm like, wait a damn minute. And he's just one person. Now, I think his brother's a train wreck.
Oh, honey. That's a whole different. See, I honestly don't even put Logan and Jake in the same category.
Did you
all.
Know for multiple
I
years
best.
I thought there were only one of them and they were the same person?
You're kidding.
And one day I was like, oh my God, there's two.
There's two.
There's two Pauls.
No, honestly, I think that Jake has so much learning to do. Like,
yeah.
Genuinely so much because he, I think, is kind of a mess. But I
do you think
that
he's like that behind closed doors?
I don't know.
I don't know
or
either.
Or is he smart as fuck? And
it's
all an act.
That's what I act.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It could be all an act because the things he does is like so acty and like outlandishy.
Right.
Like is he
like
chill
it for
as
show?
Fuck behind closed doors?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. When I've met Jake, he was very sweet.
Did you meet Jake?
I've met Jake. Yeah, long years
and
ago.
And he was nice.
And he was super nice. Well, he was like kind of like, it was when I went to like a summit and there was like a ton of YouTubers there.
Okay.
And he was there and I like said hi to him and he was super, super sweet. But he kind of kept to himself. Like he wasn't
okay.
very like talking to everyone or anything like that. But he was very nice like the moments I had interacted with him.
That's cool.
So I do wonder, I'm like, is it all for show? Is it all an act?
It could
like,
be.
I don't know. I
Which
genuinely don't know.
Which then kind of makes it smart because Jake wouldn't have half the attention on him if he hadn't done half the outlandish things he's done.
Right. So I want to know.
Yeah.
Like what's the tea?
What's
the true tea? For me, like, I think that Logan and Jake are in completely different categories, and I really respect what Logan has done since
yeah.
everything has gone down with him, and I think that he's tried his best to
grow
and learn
change.
And do different things, and I think that's actually really, really commendable.
And he still is Logan, though.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't play to be, like, this goody-two-shoes. Like, he's
right.
still,
he's still
Logan.
He's still who he is.
Yeah, and
he's not changed,
so I appreciate
like,
it.
Fucking...
Yeah,
he's not a completely different human being.
And I,
but like he's grown. It's like us. We're still us, even mm-hmm. though we've learned and grown since 2018. We're still who we are, but
yeah.
we've learned and we've grown and we've matured and we've done the best to continue on in that path.
Wow, we just went deep on Mr. Paul.
We went really deep.
Sorry.
Like really hella deep.
Okay, let's talk about some things that you think would be good for influencers to spend their money on or invest in and things you have.
Okay, cool. So I think for me, what I think would be really, really smart to invest in would be real estate.
Ooh,
that is something I've personally invested
exploding.
In. I know. That's something I've personally invested in. And
yeah.
I think that's where I see things going. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, I feel like if I put money into real estate, like it like kind of just like stays there. It's like its own little mini bank account, right? Like, you know, you could lose some money, but like chances are you'll probably gain.
No, not in California.
Not in California.
You're going to fucking gain in California.
Right.
Well, let me tell you this. I had someone ask me the other day on questions on Instagram. They're like, would you ever buy a property in Alabama? Like, you know, like a vacation home there. And I said, well, no, because I only go back like once, maybe twice a year. And that's just not enough to have a vacation home. But the real, real reason is the property value there. So even
it's
on
not
the,
good.
It's not good. Even Got on it. The lake, we looked at houses that have been on the market for 5 years. We looked at houses that, you know, they were super nice, really beautiful. And like, they don't grow at all in value. Like
Got
they
it.
Sit stagnant.
Yeah.
So this is like a poor investment if you're trying to make an investment, which then people are like, I'll make it an Airbnb. So for me in that situation, it wouldn't make sense because I understand I would make thousands off an Airbnb, but I could make so much more just buying a house with a better property value in the state of California. And I know I had to pay property tax, I'm aware, but you would still make so much more off just forking up and buying a property in California than you would a property that's sitting still running Airbnb in Alabama. If you were
and
able
also, how
to
do you fucking
it,
run an Airbnb from over here over there?
Oh, I would love to know that. Oh, because I
like
can,
genuinely
I, because I can
you
just
can teleport.
Fucking do everything.
Yeah,
because
you can teleport. Absolutely. I know. No, that's what I think too. I'm like, well, how? Like, I was thinking about that too. I was like, well, I would love to have a property in fucking Hawaii.
Right.
Like that'd be fucking dope. But like, how am I gonna run that? How am I going to Airbnb all that?
And you have to ask yourself, like, you already live in a gold mine of what property is worth. So if you are able to afford a larger investment in California, because it's going to cost you a lot.
Yes.
Then just fucking do that. That's Absolutely. Like almost a guaranteed cash out unless we have a 2008 housing crisis again.
Totally. But I don't think that's.
Can I just say, by the way, when we had the housing crisis in 2008, that was the year I graduated high school. And I had no idea that fucking happened.
I feel like I knew it was going because I was in 2008. I was a junior.
Did your family buy their home?
Yes.
Oh, baby, we were like.
So I don't
know. We were bouncing around rental, this crap like, house, this crap house.
I feel like it wasn't like a, I don't know. I feel like it affected us, but it wasn't like anything. My parents are always so like, they kept like any kind of issues like behind the scenes. Okay. And we never really saw any of the issues that like were ever happened. Like let's say with housing markets, stuff like that. We didn't know what was going on.
My
was
family was so different. So, you know, I grew up in different rentals and like moving all over the place, whatever. Yeah. And our houses were gross for the most part, but I'm really grateful for them. But whenever there were problems or money issues, it was like, all right, everybody, round up.
What the
we
fuck
are
we going to do?
We can't pay rent this month. What are we going to do? Who's sacrificed? You know, it was
Got
very
it.
Like an open conversation. Mm-hmm. But I will say, because that's the way I was raised, it's like, problems don't scare me as much or like give me anxiety because like I was always like we were all always at the forefront of them and I don't think my parents were trying to put our problems onto them. They were just like that's the way they were raised and they were like we're in it together, let's
totally,
do this thing.
Totally it's so different to like just how you were raised
totally.
And like how your parents were raised
and
too.
I think one way is right and one way is
totally.
Wrong
it's just, it is what it is
it is what
it's
it
just
is.
Like how people grow up and they live
exactly so but anyways I just thought it was interesting they like I know all about it now and I just like can't believe like I lived through it but it didn't affect us whatsoever because one we didn't have any loans or any money or anything to invest in and my parents' jobs were shitty too so it was like
fuck it. We're all here. It's a together moment we got going on.
And now I'm like, wow, I hope that never happens again.
Same. Right? What about, what's something you've invested in?
I would say we invest a lot of our money in mutual funds and stocks and Bitcoin.
That's the fiduciary thing, right?
That's the fiduciary thing where we have a fiduciary.
I have a fiduciary now too.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
You really shouldn't have your money just sitting there.
No, it needs to be, you got to make your money work for you.
Unless you need it. Like, so let's say you have, you know, X amount of money, $1,000, and you don't need it whatsoever, and you're not going to use that $1,000 for like 10 years.
Right.
Then don't just let it sit in your bank because the ridiculous low rate on interest of that is just stupid. Whereas there are like a million different little options that are low risk that you could put your money into and it could really expand while you're not using it. Now, if you got to use it, I totally understand.
Totally. But if you don't need to, then go ahead and invest in things that can do like the whole, even the fiduciary thing. I heard that like they put it in like cryptocurrency too.
They do.
Like, and I'm like, okay, well, that's
they put
cool.
it in
like,
also a lot of, the good thing about like, mutual funds is they are low risk investment.
Right.
So you're not really like, you're not investing in anything that's going to blow up overnight and make you a millionaire.
Right.
But you're also investing in businesses or your fiduciary is going to slow burn your money into businesses that are stable.
Yes.
And that if you're able to keep your money in for a really long time, you can win big on it.
Yes.
You know, so that's kind of how that works. But then we also on the side, on our own, put our money into different stocks that we do our research and see what we think is going to happen in the world and what we can predict for ourselves and then put our money in those stocks, see if they'll blow up again. And then lastly, we do some of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin and a few others.
Do you know?
We do all kinds of shit.
Look at Laura and fucking Tyler getting all up in there, getting some
we
cryptocurrency.
We do all kinds of shit, guys. Nice. That's what I'm telling you.
You guys got to. And like, we have our own brands too. We've invested in our own brands.
And like, literally
ourselves.
When I tell you, like, I don't want to say, use the word, my brand is just like a fun thing. But I will say my brand is not, probably not what I'll retire off of. Like, we have a lot of other investments that I think might go further than them, but you never know.
No, I completely agree. I completely agree with you. I think that's why I think that, like, with the properties that I have, that's like what I think that is like my future is like the properties that like we have acquired in San Diego. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, that's like what I think about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but I mean, our brands do make money and they're great. They're successful brands, but
they like turn in their own cog.
They do.
Like they run themselves. Like for example, like the money I make from Lunar goes back into Lunar. And
exactly.
Just, like, a cycle. Whereas like that's
like
doing its own thing.
Like Lunar did not buy you those earrings.
No. Exactly. No. Lunar buys Lunar.
You want to know what's really annoying? And more money, more problems. True. I don't know. I've been poor and I don't want to say poor because there are people who have had so much less than me. For me to call myself poor might be ridiculous. Uh-huh. But I've been on the lower end of money and I've been on the higher end of money. And I don't know. What would you say? More money, more problems?
I would say more money, more problems.
Fuck yeah, because the stakes are so higher.
You have more to lose. That's
why. Me trying to figure out how to get a cheeseburger or gas in my tank. Versus making a move that could lose you fucking $100,000. Yeah. Which one are you going to lose sleep over a little bit more at night?
Exactly.
Fuck.
It reminds me of like when I was like, I had told Laura this so many times. Like, it reminds me of like when I was a waiter and I was going to school and like I would just get cash and like that I just had the cash on me that was like the money that I had. And I would just like go to the club with my friends and just have fun. And like those times were so not stressful in comparison to my times now.
Yeah.
Like, that was so easy times. when I had little money.
I think about, too, and I try to think about happiness. I'm like, in the happiness that you're feeling right now at this moment, could it be compared to times that you didn't have money? And I would say, fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, totally. You know, it's all about the feeling and how you're feeling day to day in life. And so I would say just the industry I'm in and, like, what I do now is, like, I don't want to say I'm not happy, but I think I'm currently a little tired. We do a lot.
Overworked.
Yeah. Overtired. My plate is too full. So that's something I'm working on. I'm gonna start next month, which I'm always a big advocate of starting mini goals for yourself. So next month, September 1st, my birthday, I'm like, we are going to
Virgo season,
baby. The crazies are out. But we're gonna we're gonna slice the plate a little. We're gonna take some pie off the plate.
Okay, got it.
Thy plate is full.
Thy plate is thy fool.
And we're gonna start that in September. I'm gonna be using the word no more in September.
Like, Laura, can I come over?
No.
No,
that's like my fucking fun time.
No, I know, but I love that. I love that. That's absolutely, everyone should kind of reevaluate and make sure that you're doing things that make you happy and it's not just things that are
Earning you income.
Like, you got to, and I know it's hard. It's so much easier said than done because there's moments where I'm like, just go. And I'm not like fulfilling myself in like a joyful way.
Yeah.
But I have to like take a step back and be like, you know, I have to focus on what makes me smile and what makes me happy. And just like, everyone does. We all have to. Just like a little friendly reminder. We all have to spend time on things that make us happy. Whether it's like a little going to the gym or playing golf or like literally anything.
But just kind of back to our topic, like spending money on things are such a short-lived happy.
Oh, I know. You're just trying to fill a void at that point.
You are. They're so short. Like, you get so happy, and then that
little high.
And then you have to buy something else. And you have to buy something else.
That was me yesterday when I was so stressed about my flight.
Yeah.
That I literally bought a PS5.
The dude bought a PS5. I'm actually proud of you, though, because you don't buy stuff like that.
I know, but, like, it was, like, $1,000.
So, and how often do you play your video game that you have now?
I have a Switch now and I play it. But I want to play this game that came out like 16 years ago that I played a lot called Psychonauts and I loved it. And there's number two coming out this week.
I've never heard of it. I played a lot of video games growing up. And
it was like an RPG. It was like a little, like this little boy that was psychic that could do like telekinesis.
That's fucking
like that.
Weird. No wonder I haven't heard of it.
This is very Laura, you guys. I'm very into like the fantasy world of things. Laura's like,
we
more.
We could not be more opposite.
It's so true. I literally watch like shows about like magic
and I'm like this.
Sirens and witches. And Laura's like,
I want a murder documentary.
I want a true crime.
True crime. Give me true crime.
It's so true.
Give me some murder,
so
drugs, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I
do
it
all the time.
I love
it. But you guys, with that, let's go and take a little break.
Let's go ahead and take a little break. We need the break.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back.
Okay, so we're back and we want to kind of close off, but first we have to do our segment.
Our last one.
Our last segment on advice we shouldn't be giving.
Yes.
So someone asked us a question for advice. I'm going to read it and we're going to give the advice that they may not want.
Okay. Or maybe they do.
Or maybe they do.
It's unsolicited for a reason.
It could be good. It could be good. All right, my boyfriend of 3 years hid an IG account from me. We made it clear to share an account. Now I'm bothered that he's hiding one.
I'd be a little bothered by it too. I'm not going to lie.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Because the thing is, okay, so there's the thing. I think that if you say we have a joint one and we're not having another one, I'd be bothered by it. I think it's kind of strange having a joint account in the first
place. All right, here we go. This is where we're getting into the part where it gets, why do you need a joint one?
That's where I'm confused about.
Why
like, what's the point?
You would have a joint one?
If you're jealous? I think that the only reason I would have a joint account is like if you don't trust other person and you're like jealous.
That's the only
reason. That's the only thing in my mind that I can think about.
It's a control thing.
It's a control thing.
And maybe like, I get it. Like you weren't like conspiring it. Like you both agreed to do it. Maybe he controls you and you control him.
Right,
maybe
it's
equal.
Maybe it's like a duo thing.
A duo. You both want to control each other. Action. I'm not trying to blame one end or the other. But at the end of the day.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's a little bit weird to me because I think that it's like. I will say I agree. Like, I would be bothered by it. If that was your joint consensus,
totally.
I'd be like, what the fuck? Why'd you create another account?
Totally.
If that was our thing.
100%.
But in my eyes,
it's clear that this person wants to have his own account.
Totally. Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely. If he has a secret account.
And doesn't feel comfortable with you knowing about it because you're going to obviously be upset because they want their own account. So, I don't know.
But why don't you just say, like, mutually, like, hey, I want to have my own account, too. You can have your own account as well.
Yeah.
Like, just have that conversation.
But what if the...
What if he's cheated?
Then, baby, sharing an account ain't going to stop him from cheating again. I promise you that.
I agree. But that's what I'm thinking.
That is slapping a Band-Aid on an amputated leg.
Uh-huh. It's true.
You're still going to bleed out.
You're dying regardless.
You're dying regardless.
But I agree. I think that it's like one of those things where it's like, well, it depends on the history. Like, if they have a history like that, then I would understand even more being her. But then, like, at the end of the day, like, not having your own soul Instagram account, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference.
And again, maybe they could have both agreed on this.
Anyone can go out and just fucking do something if they want.
And it's like, if you're like, okay, you kind of went behind my back, I don't really trust you anymore, well, then you don't have trust. And then, yeah. I don't know, it's just like, kind of any way you look at it, it's like not good, because at the end of the day, you guys agreed on something.
It's a snowball effect. I think that advice-wise to give, I think that you guys need to have a real conversation about, like, well, why? What's the point of us having a joint account? Mm-hmm. And, like, hashing that out first and foremost. And if there's, like, issues like jealousy or trust issues, therapy is very real. And there's couples therapy that can happen.
Like, sharing a joint. Like, listen, if you're jealous or you feel like someone could run around on you, or you feel like you're trying to keep them in and they're constantly trying to run away, all the things you're doing will never make them stay. That person has to want to genuinely be there. And, like, doing anything to kind of force them there, not saying she did, you know, they could have agreed on it, but it literally just makes them run faster.
It's literally like when you're holding on to something, they want to get out of your clutches.
They're not just going to go, you know what?
You're right.
You trapped me in.
I'm going to be happily trapped. No one wants to be trapped. They're going to try
to get 10 times sneakier on you. Mm-hmm. It's like really being with a person that you trust. And it's like, homie, don't you want your own account too?
That's what I don't understand. I think at the end of the day, you guys have a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Talk about the account thing. If you guys can, and like maybe trust each other enough to be like, let's just have our own accounts. And let's, how about compromise, right? How about you can have the password to my account? And if you want to check.
I think that's weird.
I think it's weird too. Yeah. But I'm talking about compromising, where the fact that it's like, okay, well, at least if you can have each other have your own account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then at least it's like,
that dude's
something.
Just going to be deleting messages so fucking
fast. Yeah, I know. Honestly, I mean, that's if it's cheating. I don't even know the reason behind it.
I don't know the reason. We always need more context.
We need more context.
So we have to give multiple angles of advice on things.
Yes. We need more context so we can give the best advice unsolicitedly.
But the best advice is having a conversation.
Absolutely. Communication is the biggest key. And as long as you guys communicate with one another, I feel like that's where it really is at. And you need trust.
I feel like a thing not to do would be to not tell him that you know that and just sit back and wait for something to happen. You know what I mean?
You think?
Like, I think the worst thing to do. Did I say the best?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I meant the worst.
I heard best. Maybe you said worst. I don't know what I said.
I could have said anything. But I think the worst thing to do would be to like keep on letting it stew and like.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. It's just going to fester.
Fester.
It's going to fucking fester. You need to handle it straight on and just communicate. And like, that's your fucking partner. Like, you should be able to communicate something like this.
Yeah. And if you can't, then.
We got to reevaluate.
Tear the wound open,
baby. We got to reevaluate.
It's there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's
our advice.
Sweep
it from out the rug.
Communication
is key.
It really is. And trust. So.
You got to have faith. No.
Ooh, you got to have faith.
Okay, you guys.
Woo!
That is it for episode number 3 of Full Coverage.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us, like us, share us with your
family
and
friends.
Subscribe
if you're on YouTube.
Make sure and subscribe if you're on YouTube. And, you know, I don't know, give us a high five or something.
Tag us if you guys are listening to the podcast. Like, let us know if you guys are liking it so far. Hope you guys are fun. I hope you guys are having fun listening to us, watching us, wherever you guys are watching us from, because we're having a lot of fun doing the podcast, and it's just like a fun thing for us.
It's like
just
so
have an open
easy.
Conversation.
Just, if I did it with anyone else, maybe even Ty I could do it with, but if I did it with anyone else, like, it wouldn't be as
a
fun
flow.
And as easy. We're just conversing here.
Yeah, we're literally just talking. We're just doing this shit like as two best friends.
That's right.
And we're just hoping that you guys are having fun along the ride with us and just like just being here for the journey with us. But we are loving it, and we cannot wait to see you guys for episode 4.
So be sure to tune in next week for episode 4. We're going to be talking about lots of good stuff there. Mm-hmm. And with that being said,
we love you guys, and we'll see you very soon.
Bye. Mwah. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.